World Health Organization says an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo isn't an international health emergency just yet, but it says swift action must be taken immediately to save lives. Here's our Africa correspondent, Sally Sara.
The World Health Organization is determined not to repeat the mistakes of the past. It's sending personnel and resources into remote areas of the Democratic Republic of Congo to stop the Ebola outbreak before it spreads further. At least 45 people have been infected and 25 deaths are being investigated. So the crisis is in its early stages. An outbreak in West Africa that began in 2014 claimed more than 11,000 lives. Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, says the international community learned some tough lessons.
You can see a consensus saying what happened in 2014 should not happen. That commitment will mobilise resources, and that's what we want.
The current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been detected in several rural areas and in the city of Mbandaka. The priority is to stop the deadly virus from spreading rapidly in urban centres. Mbandaka is on the Congo River and is a major transport hub. This time, health workers have a new vaccine. WHO epidemiologist Dr. Peter Salama says an approach known as ring vaccination will be used to immunise everyone who has come in contact with a person infected with Ebola.
Basically, you start with the confirmation of a case, you take all of the contacts of that case, and then you go in concentric circles. So beyond the contacts, then you find the contacts of the contacts. So even if you have a small number of cases, when you start doing all of those rings, you end up with quite large numbers. So, for example, we're planning on around 150 contacts and contacts of contacts for every case.
Thousands of doses of the vaccine are already in place in the DRC, but the medication needs to be stored at between minus 60 and minus 80 degrees Celsius, a challenge in the remote areas of the Congo. The vaccination of frontline health workers is expected to start in the next 48 hours. The WHO is also hoping for approval of a drug known as ZMapp, which can be used to treat patients who are already infected. Dr. Peter Salama from the WHO says $34 million is needed from the international community to pay for the Ebola response over the next 3 months.
In the past, our major objective was containment. We had very little else to offer communities in terms of concrete support on protection through technologies or in terms of treatment. And really, one of the paradigm shifts we're seeking to make in this response is to offer communities a lot more.
Nine countries surrounding the Democratic Republic of Congo have been warned that there is a high risk the deadly virus could spread, but health officials are hopeful they can head off the epidemic.
That's our Africa correspondent, Sally Sara.